You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy almost fall, and of course, happy Friday. I hope everyone is doing amazing. Today we have another very special segment of Friday Features with the one and only Valerie Broussard. We're chatting about our upcoming EP Voyager, Dream Collaborations, and of course that smash hit Sideways with Alenium. This is an exclusive episode of Friday Features on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Let's get it.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Valerie Broussard, chatting about her music, everything she has going on right now. Valerie, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm good. I'm pretty good. Just hanging out here. Another beautiful day in Los Angeles.
Of course. We had some rain in New York this past weekend, so I'm jealous. I am jealous of that LA weather. Gotta miss that city, but I'm sorry, New York for the win for me. But you know, we all have our favorites. I love LA too.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different. I've lived in both New York and LA, and I definitely miss the seasons, and I miss fall the most. So this is the time of year that I really miss my New York life.
I feel that. I mean, you don't have to miss it too much right now because it is still so hot and humid. I'm waiting for fall. I don't know if we'll get a fall or if we're just going to jump into winter, but I can't wait for it. That's my favorite too. So I lived in LA last fall and that was the one thing I missed too. You know, the leaves changing and all that, but don't get me wrong, palm trees and the beach, it's kind of a win too. I know there's a lot going on right now. COVID, you know, all these events we've been having like Met Gala, VMAs. I mean, everybody's world is crazy. We're all just trying to, you know, stay afloat and not miss something. But how have things been with you? Have you been able to record? Are you able to go out, travel? What's going on?
Yeah, so I actually built a little studio in my apartment in my second bedroom during coronavirus. So I've been able to record and work and write at home, which has been such a blessing. But recently I have been able to get out and do a little bit of performing, a little bit of traveling. This last Friday night, my friend Kaigo was here in California and he played Bank of California Stadium. So I got to go out on stage with him and sing our two songs. And that was just awesome. It was great to be in front of a crowd again.
That's right. Yes. And I actually was just at the Kaigo event about 2 weeks ago when he did that showcase in LA. He did that little showcase for Palm Tree Records, and man, he is amazing.
Yeah, he's incredible live. He does such great live show. I mean, especially with all of the lights and the lasers, but then when he strips it down as well, he's an incredible pianist, it turns out.
Yeah, so talented. And I love your collaborations together. It was just such a good mix. That's great to hear. I'm glad that you could travel a little bit, perform a little bit. We're finally, I feel like, getting back into real life. And I'm ready to just keep going until it's completely back to normal. Because I feel like we're close. We're so close.
Yeah, so close and yet so far. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see how the fall goes.
Exactly. Hopefully only up from here.
Yeah.
But I know you were working on some music, like you said, during this whole pandemic. I want to talk about Drive. Definitely a great track. I think it's just like a feel-good song. I know it's like kind of funny, but I like to drive to that song. I think it's a great song to drive to.
Good.
I don't know. I just really like it. And so I feel like, I don't know, that there's that song Drive by Oh Wonder, and I like driving to that song. So maybe there's something about naming a song Drive that makes you want to get in your car. But
right?
I want to know the story behind this. Like, what inspired you to write that song? Because the lyrics are incredible. I love the production. All around, just a great track. So I want to hear a little bit more about the story behind it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, it was written around this time last year. My friend Lena Leon and I were writing together. And, you know, at this point last year, things were really, really locked down, way more so than they are now. And so she and I were both dying to get out. She was at her place in Brooklyn and I was at my place in LA, and we were just talking about what it would be like if we were even able to just get out and go on a road trip together or something like that. Cause she's kind of my work wife and we hadn't seen each other at that point in, gosh, probably like 9 months. At this point, we haven't seen each other in a year and a half. But so we were just kind of dreaming about this idea of like a cross-country road trip and talking about it. And that's where the idea for the song happened. We were just dying to travel. And so we ended up writing this tune, and it was kind of a stripped down piano thing at the time. And we thought that our friend Josh Marty could just absolutely kill the production. And we sent it to him and he loved it. And so, yeah, that's how it kind of turned into the guitar, high energy song that it is now, as opposed to the kind of piano vibes that it was when we first worked on it.
Yeah, that's such a cool story. And yeah, you can tell that production was heavily worked on in the best way possible. Like, it's intricate, like, you know, it's detailed. I love that type of stuff. Like, I hate the copy and paste, like cut paste, whatever. I want to hear something good. So when I heard it, I loved it. And the lyrics are also amazing. So I definitely wanted to know more about that one.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Josh is incredible. He's an amazing guitarist. And I think you can kind of tell by the way that everything is layered in that song. I am like a, I'm like a 4-year-old strumming on a guitar, extremely basic. And so it was amazing to have all of Josh's skill to be able to really bring the vision together.
For sure. Well, it works out great. I mean, you don't have to be like Slash. You got the lyrics, you got the talent, you got the vocals, you throw him on. It's a masterpiece, you know? So
thank you.
If there are a few tracks linked to Drive. We got Wildflowers, Iris. So what's the connection between those three songs? Tell me about why you decided to group those together and kind of release them as kind of like a mini, you know, preview, EP, whatever you want to call it, and just throw it under Drive.
Yeah, so it's going to be a part of a wider EP. We're kind of releasing it as a waterfall at the moment, this EP called Voyager. And all of the songs on the EP were done during the pandemic. They were all written and recorded during the pandemic. Obviously, Iris was not written during the pandemic. That song was written in, I guess, what, in the 90s by the amazing Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls. But yeah, I just wanted to showcase what I had been working on during the pandemic, and all of the themes within the songs are things that I was thinking about during the pandemic and songs that are about my life during that time. And so that's why they all kind of got grouped together.
Gotcha. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I know that Iris is a cover, but sometimes covers can be really difficult to tackle and, you know, cover. So which song out of those three do you think was the most difficult to record or master?
Oh, Drive, for sure. Drive took 3 different times of me recording the vocals. The first time was just the demo, and I did the original demo in my previous apartment, which didn't have the studio setup that I have now. So it was just on an SM7, you know, more or less open air. You could hear like the hum of my refrigerator in the background. So we knew we couldn't use that. And Josh has this glorious Telefunken mic. And so I went in and re-recorded the vocal, but it just didn't have that magic that it had from day one. And so I had to go back. And it's not the world's easiest song to sing, so I was definitely griping and complaining, but Josh and Lena really kept me on track. And Lena called in from New York, and they kind of patched her through into my headphones so that I could hear her talk. And we just had a great day, the three of us just hanging out and making sure the vocal was right. And finally, we got it there.
Wow. Oh my God. The refrigerator ruining it is such a COVID mood.
Yeah.
It's like, even when you're trying to do like a job interview, you hear the craziest stories and it's like, damn, like this wouldn't have been an issue if I didn't have to be stuck in my house. Like,
yep.
Crazy. But I'm glad it got off the ground and turned into what it was, because, or what it is, because it's so amazing and definitely a standout track just from your discography. Like in general, I really like that song.
Oh, thank you so much. I love it too. It's definitely one of my favorites. And it was nice to be able to finally to finally get that vocal right. And I think the best part of it for me is there's that big drive, that big note. And my voice has a lot of snaps, crackles, and pops in it, a lot of vocal fry and stuff like that. And I just felt like when I remember hitting that exact take and just coming over the talk back to Josh and being like, that's the one, because it's got so much character and so much of me in it. I was really excited to put that out.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that listening to it, people are definitely wondering, you know, what would this look like or what would this sound like live? Because it would definitely come to life even more on a stage or during a performance, because it's just one of those tracks that you're like, you're imagining lights, you know, big vocals. It's got to be a whole production. So have you had the chance to perform it live yet? And if not, when do you think that's going to happen? Because I know people are dying to see it.
No, unfortunately, I haven't. Though I think at some point I'm going to get the chance to do like a small LA show, I think hopefully next month, sort of October or November time. And that'll be acoustic. So that'll be really different. It'll be fun to kind of strip that song down and get it down to its bare bones. And I think then it'll just rely really heavily on that beautiful guitar line and the vocal. I think that people will still enjoy it, even if it's stripped down. But I can't wait to do it, you know, with the full band and everything at some point when it's safe in the future to be doing bigger stuff.
Oh, yeah. That song acoustic is going to be a masterpiece on its own. Like, I think people would love to even hear that, like, recorded, like, studio recorded.
We had kind of talked about, actually, just this morning, we had talked about maybe doing an acoustic version. So maybe we'll do that. You've kind of reinforced that thought in my mind.
For sure. Like, you know, sometimes when you hear a song with, like, all that production, but then you think about it, you're like, damn, that guitar sounds so good. And, like, her vocals are so strong that it doesn't need the rest. Obviously, it makes it 50 times like better, like to jam out to, but you know, it would be great on its own. Like, you have to have like those vocals though. Like, not everybody can pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have those vocals that you have, like maybe you need the rest to kind of cover it up. But with your vocals and his skills on guitar, I feel like it's just a powerhouse. So I would love to hear it acoustic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. I do want to talk about your single that came out this year with Illenium, Sideways. Smash hit. People love it. I love it myself. I think it's definitely like probably like one of my favorite songs this year that I still listen to, you know, because, you know, you have those songs that you love at the time and then you're like, yeah, it's a great track. But you know, I find myself coming back to that song, even when I think about like the music you've released. So did you expect that song to resonate with so many people? You know, tell me a little bit about your reaction to kind of the listeners and fans' reaction, just the streams and even feedback on social media. Were you kind of blown away by that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had hoped that people would react well to it, but that song is extremely personal for me. At the time, I was still living with my best friend here in LA and constantly disrupting her work Zooms with my loud music. And I've since moved out into my own apartment where I have a studio. But she's like 30 seconds down the street, basically. And so we're very, very close. And at the start of the pandemic, she just had a bit of a breakdown, which is completely natural and completely normal. Because it was a really scary, scary time. And I remember just saying to her, like, hey, you know, no matter what happens, you and I are going to get through this. I'm here with you. And, you know, I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. And so I was telling this story to Ben's mama and Dave Arkwright, who I wrote the song with. And it was my first session, I think, of the pandemic. It was my first Zoom session. And we ended up just writing this beautiful guitar ballad about just being there for someone and supporting them, but especially during this time, because all three of us were, you know, feeling pretty uncertain ourselves and talking about how we were reassuring our family, friends, partners, whoever. And so when Illenium heard the track and he passed it off to Nurko and the two of them kind of went back and forth on it, it was amazing to hear it back. Because for me, it had just been this guitar track, and then it turned into this massive, huge, just wall of sound. And so to have something that was just so personal and deeply about my life and my relationship with my best friend, to have so many people resonate with that was extremely special, not just for me, but also for her.
Yes. Oh my God. So I think that's a huge part of it. A lot of people listening were able to be like, damn, this goes hard, but also so true. I think there's no one that can listen to that song and go, I have no idea how that feels, or I can't relate to this at all. Because, you know, everybody knows somebody who went through it, or, you know, they've gone through it themselves. So this pandemic caused a lot of chaos. That track definitely stands out as something that covers it well. And also is just a great song.
Well, thank you. We really had hoped for that, for sure. It's an emotional one. We actually, somebody sent me a picture on Instagram of themselves and their partner. They got the lyrics to the song tattooed on their sides. And that just blew me away. I could not believe that. It was pretty amazing.
Now that's wild. That's some dedication. I love it. I'm here for that. I love when like I see fans like go up to their favorite artists, or like you'll see on like Twitter or whatever social media, they're like, oh my God, they signed my arm. They go right to the parlor that day and they get it inked on their arm. And I'm like, I am so here for this. Like, I love that. You know, maybe when they're 90, they'll be like, I don't remember getting this one. But
yeah.
Honestly, pop off. I'm here for that. So yeah. That song was definitely a standout. It stuck with a lot of people. It's still sticking with them. It was a great collaboration. You kind of have this power to come up with something so good on your own. The lyrics, you know, simple guitar, and then connect with somebody, you know, a producer or another artist or whoever it may be, and it turns into something crazy. Like, it's like, here you are with the beautiful song already, and then it just gets amplified by 50. I want to know, speaking of collaborations, who is next on your list? Like, who do you want to work with next? Do you have like that cliche dream collaborations list, or are you kind of just like, you know, I've been listening to this artist recently and I think it would be cool to do something with them?
Yeah, I definitely have that dream collaborations list. I think in terms of the EDM world, because I've done a number of collaborations that I just loved, I would love to work with Odessa. They're definitely on the list for sure. Really, really high up the list. I've been lucky too, because for the longest time, when people would ask me this question, Illenium was the first person whose name came out of my mouth. And so that one came true. So hopefully the same thing at some point could happen with Odessa. That would be great.
Yeah, we got to manifest that. I mean, you said it and it happened. So I have a feeling that could be next up.
Yeah, we'll see. That would be great.
So last question for you. What's next? I know you said you may have a mini like little pop-up show in LA, but what can fans expect to either see or hear from you, you know, in like the near future, you know, rest of 2021, let's say?
Well, the rest of my EP should be coming out sometime this fall. So that'll just kind of package all the songs that we've already put together, plus one new song on top called Voyager. I also have a collaboration with another singer that I'm really, really excited about, someone whose music I've really loved for a long time. It's another cover. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's a song I think that nobody's going to expect us, A, to cover, and B, I don't think anyone's going to expect it to be a duet. And I'm really excited for people to hear that. That should come out, I think, in November.
Okay, now I'm very intrigued. I know you can't say too much, but can we get the decade that this song came out in?
I think it was the late 90s. Oh, there we go. 1999.
Okay. All right, guys.
1999.
Everybody get on your laptops, your tablets, your phones, and search up every song from 1999 and DM it to Valerie until we get it right.
Yeah, and it was a big song. So
all right.
There's your hint. Big
okay.
Song from 1999.
All right, everybody, this is our next task. We always do these little tasks. So like, I hope somebody can find it. And if anyone does, maybe we can, you know, I don't know, throw you a bone or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to talk to the other artists and see if anyone figures it out, what we should give them as a reward, or to keep them quiet until we can put it out.
But yeah, I'm excited to hear it, whatever it may be. This has been amazing. I'm so glad we got to chat about Drive, the new music coming out, Voyager, this potential collaboration that we're all going to be keeping our eyes out for. And, you know, your mini show possibly coming to LA soon. So everyone in the LA area, keep your eye on that. Thank you so much, Valerie, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about your music. I really appreciate it. And I had so much fun chatting with you. I can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Alessandra. I had a great time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Thank you, Valerie, for joining us today and opening up about everything you have going on right now. It was a pleasure chatting with you. Be sure to follow Valerie Broussard on socials to keep up with everything that she has going on and everything that's on the horizon. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest, so stay tuned, guys. But for now, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.